Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stand. Manchester United 2, Sunderland 0. We're back. We're going to win the league and the Champions League this season. And Ruben Amorim's the greatest manager since Sir Alex Ferguson. I'm talking nonsense, of course. But I want to know your thoughts because it's been a really challenging week for United fans. And I think the message here is you can't deny the week we've had. You can't just go, we've won against Sunderland and everything's okay. We can't do that. Because we've lived the week we've lived. We know that if he'd lost that game, the outcry to sack him would have been huge. He wins the game and you sort of go, is it enough to be backing him again? Is it enough to move from what I thought before? So how do you feel? How do you feel? Because how I feel is happy. Because I've always said a win is a win. We don't know when the next Man United win's going to go. I know what it's like to lose. I know what it was like last week against Brentford. I know what it's like to be scraping wins like Burnley and Chelsea. So to have a Man United game where you win comfortably and your Saturday night is in front of you and we're into the top half of the table, I know what's to come after the international break. Liverpool away. We've got 3 away games in our next 4. Liverpool away, Brighton home, Forest away, Spurs away. If you think Amorim's out of jail, he's not. You know, he's on day release. He could be back very, very quickly. But you've got to take the win. Life is short. We're here for a good time, not a long time. And Man United winning should never be a bad thing. So he's talking about the positives and get involved with your player ratings, of course. Mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average star for your man of the match. There was a lot of good performances tonight. Not brilliant, but there was a lot of good performances. I think, obviously, the big positive everybody's talking about is going to be Lemens. In goal. We're not overreacting, right? I know that there'll be Arsenal fans, Liverpool fans ripping us apart going, what did he do? Didn't even make one world-class save. Get in your lane. You've got Alisson, you've got Raya, you know what a top-class goalkeeper is. Who knows whether Lemens is going to be top-class? But what he does deliver is competence, steadiness, and we criminally haven't had that for 2 years. Since David De Gea left, we don't know what it's like to have a goalkeeper where you've got confidence. So, no, he didn't make a number of worldies. He made a couple of good saves. He made a couple of good claims. He commanded his box. He did all the basic things really, really well. And he gave us confidence as fans. And he's had a clean sheet in his debut. And he's going to be our number one goalkeeper now. And I think for most Man United fans, we're just happy that the Bielsa and Onana days are over. And Lemens, I'm sure, will make mistakes because he's young and goalkeepers do make mistakes. But it feels like we've got something now that's a massive step forward. Confidence, stability, steadiness. That's a huge improvement for us. You know, let me put it this way. Bernd Leno in goal for Man United would be a massive step up. So it just shows you how low the bar was that we are justified to say it's great to have a goalkeeper that you feel some confidence in. So a great start for him. And hopefully we can start to have a goalkeeper now who is somebody that we can have some confidence in. And that's a step forward for Amorim because he could have put Bielsa in goal, could easily have put Bielsa in goal. Second of all, and I want an answer to this question. I never understood it. Why the hell did Lenny Yoro get dropped from this team? Start of the season, Arsenal, Fulham, Burnley, Yoro and De Ligt were voted your two best players from player ratings. Why is Yoro not been in this team? Why is Yoro not been in this team? Why did Yoro get dropped for Maguire? Like, what was going on there? Why did Bruno Fernandes slag him off after the Manchester derby, unjustifiably, and he got dropped for 2 games? What is the answer to that question? Because look, Amorim's going to get a lot of praise tonight for picking Lemens, for winning 2-0. But we still do need answers to certain questions. Like, why was Yoro taken out of this team? Because Yoro on the right and De Ligt centrally works really well. And if you've got a goalkeeper at the back, like Lemens started off, we're probably going to concede less goals. So, you know, stop messing around with it. But even at the end of the game, he brings Maguire on for Yoro, which is fine. It's the end of the game. It's 2-0. Maguire's an experienced player. But then he moves De Ligt to the right and puts Maguire to the centre. And basically replicates the Brentford back three again. I'm like, so basically you're making two changes. You're moving De Ligt out of position and you're taking Yoro off. And I'm like, I don't get what he's doing with his three centre-backs. But for the love of God, Martinez, please come back. Drop Luke Shaw, who I think was crap again. I'm sorry. I know Ricky's going to disagree. I don't think Luke Shaw was very good. I don't. I think he got skinned again in the second half. He lost DeLola and him lost the player as well. Martinez back. De Ligt centre back. Yoro to the right. And we've got a very good back three. But look, Sesko, 2 goals in 2. I thought Mbeumo was good but got tired. Mason Mount played well again. Casemiro and Bruno were fine in that game, especially in the first half. Ahmad, I thought, had a good first half as well. We won the game in the first half. I suppose before we do the player ratings, the big things I would say are, is there a vision? Is there a vision there? You know, to go from Amrim's going to get the sack and what I said last week about I'm running out of patience. Have I got more patience now? Yes, we've won the game. It buys him some time. Thank God. We're just going to need to see a lot more. Like, I still do not believe that Bruno Fernandes and Casemiro in the midfield is going to be able to deal with the likes of Liverpool, with the likes of Spurs and better teams. I thought Sunderland, that was the first time I've seen Sunderland, and where they are in the league, I've got to say, I expected better. I don't know whether that's because they had a bad day or that's because Man United flicked the light switch. It's a long time since I've seen United be comfortable in a game. Somebody said the last time we were comfortable was Everton 4-0 last season. So we were comfortable in that game. I've not seen us be like that for a long time. We were very good in the first half. We could have been 3-0 up. I wasn't impressed with Sunderland, but I'll give benefit of the doubt to the fact that maybe we just had a really good game, which in some ways is a little bit frustrating. I understand. I mean, look, as I said on the watch along, I'm very interested to see read your comments later on, because the match reaction comments will be wild. You know, everyone's got different opinions and that's why I enjoy it. There will be people saying, I'm not convinced by that. It was shit. He was shit. He was shit. There'll be people going, we've got to give him a full year. I don't know. Sunderland are the worst team we've played this season, but I don't know whether that's because of how good we were. I actually thought Burnley were better. But essentially, we did the job in the first half. I don't want to wander back to last week, but I don't understand how we can play so badly against Brentford and then turn up this week. But this is the problem. It's like the light switch, isn't it? I hate the fact that we're a light switch team. It's a shame we've got Liverpool next, because I really wish we had somebody like, I don't know, West Ham away, because I'd say we're better than West Ham. Let's go and beat West Ham away. But it's going to be Liverpool and we'll have to see what happens. But I feel with Amorim, it's a bit of a halfway house. There are some positives tonight that I'm really happy with. Yoro, Lemens, Sesko getting 2 goals. I thought Ahmad did well on the right. Mbeumo, Mount. There's some positives. De Ligt was brilliant again, of course. And then there are still Luke Shaw, left-sided centre-back, DeLow, the midfield. But we're further forward this week than we were last week. Like last week, I had a problem with the goalkeeper, the defence, the midfield, DeLow. You know, I had a problem with the goalkeeper's not an issue for me now. And the back three isn't really an issue until Martinez comes back. So the two areas I want to see improve are the midfield and the wingbacks. So we're getting there. It looked like United gave them a hope for a second in the latter stages, but glad our defence kept them grounded, says Chris. Good result, but if you analyse the performance, same old bullshit. I don't think he did something different in terms of strategy. He's finished, says MS. I don't know why Man United parked the bus majority of the second half. United not maintaining possession in home games seems to be concern. Let me just have a quick look at that. I didn't look at the statistical possession. So 50-50 possession. We had more shots than them, 15-8, 6 on targets, their 3, but possession was 50-50. I think as soon as you scored the first goal, I said this, getting the early goal, and it was crap defending on Mount, but it was a bloody good finish, and it was a good ball by Mbeumo, but crap defending. As soon as you score that first goal, we're a hard team when we concede, when we score first, because we can go to a back five. We can stick our 2 midfielders in front of a back five. So I wouldn't be too critical of the lack of possession, because he needs to win the game. You're 1-0 up. you're going to sit in a bit and counter. I don't know why Man United done that from Vizhej. It's a clear Ruben doesn't fancy Maina or Xerxes, says Big Ron. Amrim Stubborn, still playing Bruno and Casemiro, says JB. Just giving people game time, Mark, says James. Maybe waiting for Sunderland for the goalkeeper's first game was a good idea. Good clean sheet to build on, says Alan. My man of the match is Yoro, Man United standard, says Forzo. Is there a reason why we lost lots of tempo when Mbeumo was subbed, in your opinion, says Adil. His kicking today was wonderful to see, says JMK. Bruno had a good game in the midfield, but again, the second half we came out overconfident and casual, says Viniak. Sesko deserves man of the match, but the reason we played so well in the first half because Yoro was basically a midfielder. He had a great game, says Chippo. The system works today, and if we lost against Liverpool, it's the system, says Desiree. Sesko getting used to the Prem now, says Malachi. Already seeing some fans crying, says Gems, because we won. Still chanting Amrim out. They hate we won. Can't just be happy. We've had a result and played better. I'll never not be happy with a Man United win. I've been criticised in the past for celebrating embarrassing results, but I can never not understand as a Man United fan why you can't be happy with a Man United win. And I would implore you to enjoy it. And I would say, even if you Amrim out, enjoy the win, because I genuinely think you'll have plenty of time to say Amrim out in the next few weeks. I really can't see us beating Liverpool away, Brighton at home, Forest away and Spurs away. And then we've got difficult games after that. We've got Palace and Everton. So you're going to have plenty of time to be back. It's just the winner's day today, so enjoy it. Lemens delivers fundamentals, simple as that, says Enjoy Life. First manager to win his 50th game since Sir Alex, says Lil Fox. We need to stop being dramatic, says Robert. There is a vision and there is a plan. Back the team and back the manager. Great performance today and great win. Robert, I've just projected a positive and then you pulled me back to being negative. What's the vision and the plan, mate? Come on, you can't just say we need to stop being dramatic. There's a vision and a plan. What's the fucking vision and what's the plan? Like, even I want to know that. Like, what is the vision? I don't think Bruno and Casemiro in the midfield and Dalot at left wing back is a vision. I really don't. I think that's going to be a problem. Now, if he's going to change them, great. But I don't think he's going to change Casemiro and Bruno when he's got Ugarte and Maina sat on the bench. So I think that midfield's our midfield till at least January and maybe the summer. So I still think there's going to be bad days. Hopefully there'll be more good days than bad days, but I still think there will. Lemens looks really steady, says Slazy. Thank you very much. And I think the fans might be the second biggest issue after the Glazers, says Niles. What? Because the fans have standards and want Man United to do well. Enjoy the win. 3 wins in a row at home, says Dan. Looked worse defensively when Bruno went into 10, says Salman. If we had Liverpool today, Amrim would have been gone in the break, says Sorin. And when life gives you lemons, you keep a clean sheet, says Chris. Right, let's do the player ratings. I've just realised I've got to try and get done this done quite quickly because I'm doing Liverpool against Chelsea and I want to be there for the start. Lemens, 7.5. Yeah, come on. Best keeper in the world. No, 7.5. I think for to come into a team that's under massive pressure where the manager could get the sack, I thought he was ridiculously confident and I've seen so many keepers like Dubravka flap at a back kick. You know, he was really confident. And it's pressure to be a Man United goalkeeper. So probably a man of the match contender. Yoro, 7.5. I thought he was brilliant. Really, really good. Why he's not been in the team, I just don't know. I thought he was really good. De Ligt, Mr. Consistent. Best player we've had this season, 7.5 as well. De Ligt and Yoro, I think they work so well together. Why it got broken up, I'll never know. Luke Shaw, I'll give a generous 6. I actually don't think he was that good, but I'll give him a generous 6. I think he made a couple of errors. I don't know why we're picking him. He's very lucky to keep being picked, but maybe it's because he's left-footed. But no, I'll give him a 6. Ahmad, 6.5. Yeah, I thought first half very good. Second half faded off a little bit, maybe because Mbeumo got tired, maybe because he didn't use that side of the pitch, but I thought he was very good in the first half, 6.5. Casemiro can have a 6. Steady 6. Yeah. I mean, I'm not overjoyed with him in midfield, but he was okay. Faded in the second half, got his obligatory yellow card, but he was good in the first half. Bruno, probably give him a 6.5. Bruno, I think where people go wrong with Bruno is I like Bruno. I can't stand him in the midfield. I don't think he's a very good captain. You know, he put a cross into Sesko and he's throwing his arms around. Like, I don't think he's a very good captain. I don't think he's a good midfielder. But I still think he's one of our best players and I still think he can have a decent game. The problem this season is today I thought he was good. Burnley, I thought he was good. Chelsea, I thought he was good. Arsenal, I thought he was good. No, actually, Burnley, I don't think he was good. Fulham, I thought he was crap. Man City, I thought he was crap. Brentford thought he was crap. Burnley, I thought he was crap. So it's sort of like, he's not going to be, just because you don't want him in the midfield, I don't think you can just say he's crap. I thought he was a 6.5 today. Yeah, you were rubbish, 5. And Mbeumo, first half, I was going to give him man of the match. Second half, he's faded a little bit. So probably a 6.5 or a 7 for me. Yeah, I agree. 6.3. Mason Mount, I'll give him a 7. I would give him a 7. I think he's been very reliable for us this season. I do. So I'll give him a 7. Sesko, 7 as well. Really good link-up play. When he got the ball, good. Took his goal well. Still think we need to provide a little bit more service for him, if I'm being honest. But I think he played very, very well. And is a very important player for us, obviously. And then we're into the subs. Maguire, give him a 6. Agate, give him a 6. Mainoo, give him a 6. Dorgu, give him a 6. Cunha, give him a 6. And then the main man, Ruben Amorim. I mean, clean sheet. Picked Lemens, picked Gioro. Wins. Could have been 3-0 up at half-time. Comfortable win. You know, you sort of a 7.5 there for me. 7.5. Delo at left wing back. Not happy with the midfield again. I'll knock him down to a 7. So would have been a 7.5 if he didn't put Delo in the team and he sorted his midfield out. So he's on the way. He's on the way, in my opinion. Man of the match, Mark. I haven't forgotten. I'm going to give it to Lemens. For me, it's Lemens or Sesko across the 90 minutes. Maybe Mason Mount. Sesko. Let's go, Sesko. 38% for Sesko, 31% for Lemens. So it was close. But I'm happy with either of them. Make sure you smash a like on the video, whichever way you want on that. Very, very pleased with that. I've got to get over to the watch along on That's Football. So I'm back at 8 o'clock tonight, by the way. I'm back at 8 o'clock. We've got an 8 o'clock show. We're going to be live in the studio now as well, with Ricky and everybody. I mean, if he says Luke Shaw played well, I don't know what I'll do. I really don't know what I'll do. But look, take the positives. Enjoy your evening. I think Chelsea are going to beat Liverpool. Garnacho hat trick. We're back at 8 o'clock as well. We can digest it a little bit more. Thanks everyone for watching. Stay safe. Love the community. 2.2 million subscribers today. There's plenty of reason to be miserable as a Man United fan, and there's plenty of reason to moan. But sometimes I think we need to remember to smile. Sometimes I think we need to remember that we can win a game and enjoy it and know that there's a bigger picture. But tonight, we won. Take the positives, because tomorrow there'll be plenty more to worry about. Trust me. Thanks everyone for watching. I'll see you on That's Football if you're joining me for Chelsea against Liverpool, and the fan forum is about to start as well. I'll push you over there. Speak to you in a bit.